You can be a Christian for many years and never have access to anything because of unrighteousness. This is why you must be careful when people keep telling you you can live anyhow. Because citizenship gives you rights, but righteousness gives you access.
Hello, Saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
All right. So we will continue with our studies on the 12 revelations for supernatural living. Somebody say that with me. 12 revelations for supernatural living. We are still in the first segment, and we have been talking about the revelation on prosperity in salvation, that prosperity is already included in your salvation. There's no amount of buildings or cars or clothes or accolades that you will have on earth that can ever transcend your salvation. Your salvation is more important than everything else. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 32, the scripture teaches us that if God, very God who gave his son Jesus to us, also with him will give us what? All things. He will freely give us all things. So we have been focusing on the book of Matthew chapter 6, and in it Jesus teaches us very important principles, and he reminds us that the fundamental key to prosperity or to success in any field of endeavor is learning how to establish priorities. If you will make it in life, you should have a priority. Life cannot become lottery for you. You try this, it doesn't work, then you try another one, it doesn't work, then you try another. No, you must establish a priority and you must go after that priority. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, come on, let's all quote that scripture. By now you should know it. Ready? Go. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Notice the word first, right? He says seek first. So first is an illustration of priorities. Then secondly, he said, you must seek. In other words, you must go after your priorities. And that is the second fundamental key to success. Number one is to set priorities. Number two is what? To go after your priorities. Ignore all the distractions. As long as it's not your priority, put it somewhere else. Amen. Young people, did you hear me? Set priorities. Can't go after anything and everything. You must have a priority. And you must go after that priority with all you got. Amen. If you want to be a basketball star, quit spending hours on the phone. And be on the basketball court and give it your all and you will be a star. You can't eat your cake and have it. It doesn't happen that way. Amen and amen. So today, we are going to go after those few words underlined in the verse. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. God created you to rule things, not pursue things. God created me to what? And not to pursue them. Amen. The way we rule is by seeking his kingdom and his righteousness. So we've taken time to understand those two words, seek and first. Today, I want us to understand the two priorities of mankind. The two priorities. What are they? Seeking first the kingdom of God and righteousness. Your priority in life is two words. Kingdom, righteousness. Say that with me. Kingdom, come on, let's say that again. Kingdom, all right. Kingdom as in the kingdom of God. and righteousness, not in your righteousness, but his righteousness. Amen. Are you ready to study today? So today, all we're going to do is to define those two phrases. What is the kingdom of God? What is the righteousness of God? Why should we, as a people of God, seek it? And you will notice that it is the basis of success and prosperity in the kingdom. Not in the world, in the kingdom. Amen. So what is the kingdom of God? I will define those words for you. And you realize that the definitions are very long. Please write notes. Don't keep them in your head. Because I don't think when you go to school and you want to pass the exam, you don't write notes, do you? How many of you take classes and don't write notes? You go for all the lecture, don't write notes. Let me see your hands. Why do you do the opposite when you come to church? Because here I lecture, I don't preach. So write notes. Amen. What is the kingdom of God? What is it? It is the governing influence of God over the human heart. It is the governing influence of God over the human heart or over the earth. Notice I put earth into parentheses. What I'm simply trying to say is that if God is going to have a governing influence over the earth, it must begin with the human heart. So when God is in control of your heart, then he will be in control of the earth. As long as he is not in control of human hearts, he is not in control of the earth. So the kingdom of God is God's governing influence over the human heart or over the entire earth, impacting it with his personal will and purpose, which produces a culture, values, morals, lifestyle that reflects God's desire and nature. Let me explain. Whenever we say that the kingdom of God, the word kingdom can be slashed into two words, kin and domain. The domain of a king. Domain simply means territory. If you are a king, you must have a domain or land to rule over. Are you with me? If God is a king, then he must also have a land to rule over. Is that correct? Heaven is the territory, but he created the earth as a colony of the kingdom. In other words, he wants to rule the earth. But the only way he can rule the earth is to rule the human hearts that are on the earth. Are you following me? On earth, you will belong to a kingdom. You are either belonging to God's kingdom or you are belonging to Satan's kingdom. There's no middle ground. I want you to remember that. You are either in the kingdom of God or you are in the kingdom of Satan. Tell the person sitting next to you. Did you really say it? Doesn't sound mean? That you are either in the kingdom of God or you are in the kingdom of what? There is no middle ground. Now, all that long definition, what it simply means is that if God controls your heart, then his kingdom has come. Did you hear that? As long as you go to church and you can do your own things, the kingdom of God has not come to you. He must be Lord. All kings are what? Lord. He must own the heart. If God's, his governing influence is over your heart, then God's kingdom has hit your life. And if God's kingdom hit my life, hit his life, hit her life, hit her life, hit his life, hit everybody's life, then God's kingdom has what? Come to earth. Are you guys with me? The only entity that would make that happen is the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells Brother Nick, you all remember Brother Nick, right? Nicodemus. In John chapter 3, he said, except a man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So he reminds us that kingdom of God has to do with citizenship. Everybody say citizenship. So church is not a religion, people. We are in a country. That is why the Bible says, our citizenship is not of this earth. Where is it? It's in the heavens. That's what Paul the Apostle says. Yeah, you are citizens of the United States, but your real citizenship, if you get born again, is in heaven. Amen. So God's governing influence, God must take over your heart. But when he takes over your heart, he impacts your heart with his will and his purpose, not yours. His will and his purpose. What does it produce? It produces in you a lifestyle that reflects God's life so that your culture, your values, your morals, your lifestyle, everything reflect that of God, not that of United States. When your lifestyle, when your culture, when your values, when your morals reflect anything other than that of God, then the kingdom has not arrived. Are you understanding where we're going? I'll give you more illustrations for you to understand. When we seek the kingdom of God, we are seeking God's government or God's governing influence over the human heart. When he is in our hearts, when he is enthroned in our hearts, then the king and his kingdom has arrived. Amen and amen. What is the righteousness of God? Now it's getting wonderful. Righteousness, ladies and gentlemen, is a legal word. It is never a religious word. And today you will find out that the way we define it is wrong. Every country has righteousness. Righteousness has to do with law. What is it? What is righteousness? Let's define that. To be righteous means that you are legal. So every illegal immigrant in a country is unrighteous, according to that country's standards. So being in church and having no relationship with Jesus is unrighteousness because you are not legal. To be righteous means that you are legal, you are lawful or in sync with the government of God. Nothing stands between you and the laws of God. I will illustrate it for you because I know they sound big. Number two, a person is righteous if he or she has not violated the laws of the government. Did you get that? Now, I'm going to take this a step further because I'm trying to put those two things together, seeking the kingdom, seeking his righteousness. In every country, the laws are not the laws of the president. Do you notice that? In the United States, are the laws, does the laws belong to the president? The laws were there before he showed up. But the scripture says his righteousness, because the laws of a kingdom is always the laws of the king. Are you following me? Okay, now let's bring this down. How many of you drive? Let me see your hands. How many of you drive? Come on. Let me see. Don't do that. You drive? Have you actually violated the speed limits before? Let me see how many righteous people are in the room. I saw more hands. How many of you have violated? They will see you on camera. They can come after you. How many people have violated the speed limit before? Okay, now put your hands down. When you violate the speed limit, what is your normal reaction? You keep looking back, keep looking left, right? You're not supposed to be on your phone while you drive. So if you are, the phone is not in some kind of holder and you are holding it, you are also looking around if Popo is close by. Why? Because you are not in sync with the government. And that behavior is unrighteousness. Are you guys following me? Anytime you disobey the laws of a government, you have become unrighteous. Did you copy it? Now, let's transpose that into the kingdom. Because the laws of God are not only the moral laws, which we call the Ten Commandments. Gravity is a law of God. Scientists only discovered it. They didn't make it. When you violate it, what happens? Talk to me. When you violate the law of God called gravity, what happens? You don't break a bone, you die. Depending on the height from which you are coming. I need you guys to follow me very carefully. Therefore, unrighteousness simply means I am not in the right standing with authority, with the government. Anytime I am in right standing, do I have to look back? You don't look back. Now, please follow me. So we are understanding that unrighteousness simply means I am out of sync with the law. I have done something that has brought me into a place where I'm not in right standing with who? With the government. And if you are not in right standing with the government, where do you normally go? You go to jail. Pastor, we are talking about the kingdom. Just follow me. I will help you. Write it down. Every country has not only laws, but we also have constitution. That's the constitution of the kingdom of God, the Bible. Every country has constitution. The constitution have three parts. The preamble, the introduction. The second part is the purpose and the goals of the constitution. And then the third part is the amendments and the changes that will be made. That constitution could be changed. But in the kingdom of God, this word cannot be changed. So Jesus said, this word is settled. Notice something. The constitution gives you three things. I call them benefits. What are they? It gives you guarantees. It gives you rights. And it gives you privileges. The word of God guarantees certain things for you. As long as you are a citizen, there are some things you will have. Are you with me? It gives you certain what? Rights. And it gives you certain what? Privileges. Now, everybody pause, because this is where it gets tricky, because I need you to pay attention. Let's go back to the illustration when you violated the speed limit. You can be a citizen and never have access to your rights and privileges. Is that true? What is it that is going to stop that from happening? Go back to the illustration I gave you. If you violate the speed limits and you are not in right standing with authority, you have become unrighteous. And as long as you are unrighteous, you don't have access to the guarantees, the privileges, and the rights. Even though you are a citizen. Good. Now you're getting it. Seeking the kingdom is seeking citizenship. That gives you rights, guarantees, and privileges. But standing in sync with the laws of God, standing in sync with the authority, gives you access. Let me make sure you understand it. I think any human being here is a citizen somewhere, right? You are either a citizen of the United States or you're a citizen of some country where you were born and raised, right? Notice that your citizenship happens only as a result of being born in that country. So Jesus tells Nicodemus, the only way to be in the kingdom is to be born again. Because he knew we have already been born. And then he said, born again is an act of the Spirit of God. Amen. But the people who are in jail, are they citizens or they are not? So how come people who have rights and guarantees and privileges now be in jail? It is because they have become unrighteous. They are out of sync with the law. Are you following me? You can be a Christian for many years and never have access to anything because of unrighteousness. This is why you must be careful when people keep telling you you can live anyhow. Because citizenship gives you rights, but righteousness gives you access. Let me make a few statements. Kingdom makes you a citizen, but righteousness gives you access to all the rights, resources, and privileges of a citizen. So Satan will never be able to stop you from taking anything. All he does is to work hard so you will never stay in sync with the laws of God. And please, when we talk about this, I want you to turn off the religious mindset. Because it's all about the Ten Commandments. God's laws goes beyond Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments, they are moral laws. I talked about gravity. Everything that goes up must. Is it true? Does the birds go up and come down? So there is another law of fixes. So I'm showing you that being in sync with the laws of God is not only the moral laws. Thou shalt not have any other God before me. You shall not covet your neighbor's property. Not just that. But also all the laws of nature that God has put in place. This is why the world must understand if God makes you a man, you are a man. Hi. What color is my Bible? Black. Can it be white? Can it be white? The only way it becomes white is that the color must change. But as you see it, it is what? If you see colors that are black and you call it white, if you see an exit and you call it an entry, something ain't right. You are violating God's natural laws. That is unrighteousness. The church must be careful where we are going, because citizenship gives you rights, but it is righteousness that gives you access. And Satan is working hard to make sure we remain unrighteous. So most of us are in jail. God has not physically put us in the building, but we have imprisoned ourselves. Jesus says, if you want to be prosperous in life, please set the kingdom of God, becoming a citizen in that kingdom, make it a priority, and also make it a priority to be in sync with the laws of God. Are you with me? One of the laws of the kingdom, we call it the key of the kingdom, is the concept called management. Everybody say management. I'll come to it later. But in the book of Genesis, the Bible says in the beginning when God made everything, he put man in the garden and he did not allow anything to grow because there was no human to manage it. Wherever there is no management, there will not be any growth. It's the law of God. If you become unrighteous with that law, you will not make it. So you realize righteousness has, it's not just about you committed adultery and fornication. It goes beyond that. We are on churching, right? As if we are on churching ourselves. It is important then to understand this. The second statement I want to make. The key to success in the kingdom is for citizens to maintain right relationship with the government. The key to success in the kingdom of God is to stay righteous. And to stay righteous is to stay in sync with the laws of God. Don't disobey the laws of God. And it is not just thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not violate something as simple as management laws. If you are not managing your food right, you will get this one, the Hebrew, the Shebrew, and everything means the same. If you don't eat right, you get sick. So we can have a prayer meeting and we will pray. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. We bind and we loose. We bind and we loose. I command this body to conform. No. Because in the kingdom, the laws function. Have you prayed for gravity not to function? Why haven't you tried it? Because it doesn't work. So, if it doesn't work, then it won't work when you command your body to conform when you know that you are breaking a law in doing it. Are you with me? Are you with me? So Jesus said, what you bind on earth, in other words, you disallow on earth, will be disallowed in heaven. How does he put the authority and the power in the hands of humans? He's saying because this kingdom has laws. If you operate the laws, well, the law would work for you. Are you with me? Does the Bible call Jesus a mediator? Do you realize that is a legal term? Most people don't know, except those who go for divorce and they realize there's mediation. Because the lawyer is a mediator. And the essence of Jesus being a mediator is because he will be able to mediate for you. Raise your right hand and say this after me. After today. After today. Let's say for the third time. After today. I will stop breaking the laws of God. Amen. Another statement. Write it down. Righteousness gives us rights, and rights activate the government to act on our behalf. Righteousness gives us what? Rights. Kingdom gives you. No. Let me illustrate it so you can get it. I think the proper word it should be righteousness gives us access, and access activates the government on our behalf. Please rewrite that. As long as you are a citizen, you have rights. Right? So you are born again. You're a citizen. You have rights that God will heal you. But righteousness is what gives you access to that healing. Amen. So we are walking around. I'm a Christian. I'm a child of the King. But a child of King who is in sync with the laws of the King or out of sync with the laws of the King. We must pay attention. So the person who the Constitution says because he is a citizen of a country. Come on, everybody, give me one of the rights that a Constitution gives you. All right, freedom of speech. Okay, let's go by yours. Freedom of speech. Let's stay with freedom of speech because that's the one you all began with. Can your freedom of speech be restricted? Can it be? How? If you are out of sync with the laws of this country, you end up in jail. In jail, does your word go anywhere? It's within those four walls. So notice that your citizenship has actually given you the rights, the privileges, the guarantees to certain things. We are guaranteed certain things as believers, but it is our righteousness that gives us access to those things. And many believers, symbolically, so to speak, we are in some spiritual jail. Even though we have guarantees, privileges, and access, we are not able to use them because we are pretty much 24/7 out of sync with his laws.
Thank you for listening to another Kingdom Impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland. To interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.